And then I was, you know, nominated as the global ambassador of the Exploring Islam Foundation, which was a media campaign in London where we had very fresh posters with slogans of our Prophet, peace be upon him, saying, I believe in the in women's rights, so did Mohammed. I believe in coexistence, so did Mohammed. And my slogan was, I believe in protecting the environment, so did Mohammed. And it all pointed to the inspired by Mohammed.com website. And, you know, it was very well received in the media. A lot of articles. And I think this campaign, if you can look it up on the internet, it's one good example of how we can, you know, take charge and tell our own narrative and reframe reframe Islam, basically, in the media. Give some good news out there, rather than always being apologetic and defensive. So basically, you know, this campaign pointed out commonalities. It showed that Islamic values are universal values, and so therefore also British values. So why be so afraid, you know? And as I was saying in this the BBC interview there, my television producers from Travel Channel, I had a show on Travel Channel recently, you know, when I told them that Mary is in the Quran, there's a whole chapter on Mary. Jesus is mentioned so much in the Quran, more than Muhammad even, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And just pointed out some of those facts, they honestly said, Islam needs PR. We need to point out these things. People don't know. They are just afraid, but it's a very much ignorance out there. So we need to point these things out, find a fresh, positive approach of portraying Islam in the media. Maybe drama series, comedies, talent shows, you know, film, radio. We need more Muslims in Hollywood as well. I think the sister who spoke before does engage with Hollywood, which is wonderful. We need positive stories out there. And we need to create, and that's why, in fact, now I have created a cultural TV show, a pilot for it, and I'm looking for a TV station in case anybody has an idea, featuring, you know, Muslim culture, art, film, fashion, lifestyle, good news. So I'm trying to place that, because we need to create role models that people can aspire to, that also, you know, non-Muslims are inspired by. Remember Mo Farah, who won 2 gold medals in the Olympics just now, and then straight away went into sajda to thank God before he thanked his wife and his stepdaughter, mashallah. What an example of a Muslim, you know, in our society in the West. So we need more people like that, and then feature them, as the sister said. So we need to contribute to our society wherever we are and excel at what we do. As we all know, whatever we do, wherever we are all ambassadors of Islam. And certainly not fall prey to any, you know, people who want to provoke us by putting out bad posters or terrible films, you know. We don't want to fall prey to them and feed into their hands. But we want to, we cannot, we must defend our Prophet, peace be upon him, in a prophetic way that reflects his prophetic character with gentleness, with magnanimity, you know, and with wisdom. Remember, he prayed for his enemies when he was attacked in Taif. So, lastly, we need to reach out. Not stay in our Muslim bubble, as nice as it is, especially in a conference like this, but reach out. You know, invite your neighbors, befriend the people at work. If I hadn't suddenly had Muslim friends, I probably wouldn't have found to Islam. So it's those friendships that are so important that build bridges. When my book, in fact, was launched in London at Momus, I made sure I invited people from all areas of my life, from MTV, you know, from Imran, some of Imran's friends, some aristocrats, some and Muslim movers and shakers were all there, film directors, you know, MTV producers, and Bob Geldof came, alhamdulillah, great supporter. And, you know, and everybody enjoyed some Asian blues by a Muslim and our speeches and so on. And it was people together, you know, enjoying an evening who would have never spent time together in the same room. And really, you know, walls of stereotypes were demolished and bridges built. And it's really through these friendships that so much can be achieved, far more than just through lectures, I believe. It's interfaith action rather than just talk. So basically, I'm very happy how it's all been. It's, as I say, you know, a crisis is a terrible opportunity to waste. And having lost my TV career due to Islamophobia, I'm now trying my best to use my skills that I gathered in the entertainment industry to talk about Islam, to try and build bridges. Thank you very much for listening. My book has finally arrived, and I'm doing a book signing session at 4 o'clock, inshallah, at the wristand. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.